Prime Minister Lawrence Wong has said that Singapore is heading into challenging times. We need leaders with experience. We need calm. We need vision. We need action, not trial and error governance. We don't want our country to become workers' party experiments.
While many think of Punggol as a young town with many young families, many in the crowd today and online watching our broadcast have lived in Punggol for over 20 years. Punggol is the first marital home for many here, and they have built their entire lives in Punggol, raised their children here, and indeed grown older with Punggol. We need to ensure that we continue to develop our Punggol town with the necessary facilities and programs to support our seniors as they grow older with us.
Many of our residents take public transport to work, to study, to send their family members around. 1 hour spent on the road is 1 hour spent away from the family, away from their loved ones. And that is an additional hour that could have been spent more productively on something else. And I know this feeling very well. 29 years ago, when I was still a student, it took me 1.5 hours to go to school. I remember walking for 20 minutes to get to the MRT station, taking the MRT for 20 minutes, taking a bus for another 15 minutes, and then walking to the school for another 15 to 20 minutes. By the time I arrived in school, I was exhausted and drained. And that impacted my studies. So transport issues affects physical and mental well-being. I know this, I know these are your concerns. I'm with you 4 to 5 days a week, every week for the past 5 years. How can I not know that transport issues are on your mind? We do not need strangers to come to Punggol to talk to just any resident to find out what is on your mind. We know this, all of us on the stage know this. The important thing is, what do we do about it? We have been hard at work at it. And you look around us, roads are being built, MRT lines are being built. Yes, lots of digging happening around Punggol. But, my dear residents, what you see is a Punggol that is constantly developing. And with development, there is upside potential for all of us. And that is something that we should be looking forward to know that Punggol is becoming a more and more valuable estate year by year.
But it took us many, many years trying, persisting, building again and again, small, small steps towards a shared vision. Not by starting with a loud and flashy slogan, not by making unbelievable promises, but having a humble understanding of the hard work and what it means to have a determination to serve the people. Not flashy slogans, not unbelievable promises. When we promise, we deliver. We know that's our duty. We have to do it. That's what residents expect. So we choose our words carefully, we make our promises solemnly, and we do our duty. We are not done building a better Punggol.
In contrast to the peace and harmony we enjoy in Singapore, we see tragic conflicts around the world. These conflicts, especially the conflict in Gaza, have raised emotions in Singapore too. The Singapore government's position is very clear. We have condemned the illegal use of force from all sides against innocent civilians. We support a two-state solution which includes the establishment of a Palestinian state. And we have voted for this at the UN. I visited the region and met Palestinian, Israeli, and regional leaders many times over many years to have a deeper understanding of the situation there and how it is evolving. I have explained quietly and behind closed doors the issues involved to many Singaporean groups, including Malay Muslim groups, what Singapore's principled stand is, so that there is more understanding and we don't create friction and conflict among ourselves. Mr. Gerald Giam has also traveled with Minister Vivian Balakrishnan and met Palestinian, Israeli, and other leaders. He, I think in his younger days, had also served in our MFA. He should, therefore, understand the situation and that there are no magic solutions for this long-standing problem that can suddenly resolve the conflict. So I hope that Mr. Gerald Giam will also take the time to explain this to his own colleagues so that in the heat of this general election, we do not inadvertently inflame emotions among Singaporeans, and so that we can focus on the real issues, the real bread and butter issues and the needs of Singaporeans. We all want the war to stop and to help the victims. Emotions can run high. But do we let our sorrow over this tragedy become anger and turn into conflict? Conflict among Singaporeans? Especially when this conflict is not one between Singaporeans. Do we allow that to happen? We should not and must not.
Residents and friends of Punggol GRC, I am Gan Kim Yong, and I am here. Some have said that the PAP's reaction to this US tariff announcement is overblown, that we are sending a message of fear and there is no need to worry because Singapore has weathered bigger storms before. But really, are you sure? This is not just another storm. This is no ordinary storm. This is a tidal wave of change. There are long-term structural changes and implications for Singapore as a trading hub. We know that Singaporeans are worried. Businesses are feeling the impact of market uncertainty most sharply. MNCs are rethinking their investment plans, even their presence here. Some of them are thinking of relocating elsewhere. Supply chains may be further reconfigured. And with these uncertainties, businesses have paused their investments and have also slowed down their hiring. So some of you are also seeing the effect of this on our employment. Many are wondering, what does this mean for our job security? Whether we can continue to keep Singaporeans in good, stable jobs, even as businesses reevaluate. But as Prime Minister Lawrence Wong has said, there is no need to fear. There is no need to fear. And this is why we roll out a comprehensive budget this year to help Singaporeans cope with the uncertainties ahead of you. Workers can tap on enhanced employment and training resources like SkillsFuture, Job Seeker Support Scheme, which was just implemented recently, and the Career Conversion Program. We may not be able to save every job, but we intend to protect every worker!